Jeff Lambert. He is the president of the investor relations firm Lambert Edwards and Associates. Good morning, Jeff. How are you?
Good morning. I'm very good. Thank you.
Well, thank you so much for joining us, coming on to the program. Here to talk about Relay Fund, which was launched by your investor relations firm and Hartwick Capital. What exactly is Relay Fund?
Relay Fund is a crowdfunding site and a second generation crowdfunding, which essentially is going to allow people to, small businesses and entrepreneurs, to raise money on the internet using our site.
Now, how did this idea come about?
You know, it was actually opened up by Congress. The Senate and House passed legislation that President Obama signed called the Jobs Act, which allows for this to occur. You used to not be able to do that. You could only raise money from your friends and family, and now this opens it up, and really it's going to really jumpstart jobs as well as create some new opportunities for entrepreneurs.
You mentioned crowdfunding earlier. What is that exactly?
Crowdfunding is essentially what it sounds like, which is going out to a broad group of people and asking them for money. Crowdfunding to date has been for charities and for projects, but this actually allows for you to raise equity or to give a portion of your business to investors as part of a fundraising effort.
Yeah, and the press release that was sent out on this launch, if you will, of Relay Fund, it says here that crowdfunding bridges the void between Wall Street and Main Street. What is it that separates Wall Street and Main Street? Why are these two areas so far apart from each other?
Yeah, you know, really, one big part of it is in private equity. And so you hear a lot about private equity firms and success that they've had, but the average American Main Street can't get in on that. It's typically the threshold of investing is too high, and the regulations are too laborious. And so what this allows, it allows private equity to come to the masses. And so everybody can invest, and it could be only $100, it could be $1,000, but an opportunity for you as a individual investor to get into the private equity market.
So before Relay Fund was created, was this a case of small investors typically getting shut out when it comes to private equity and venture capital?
Yeah, they really weren't. They were shut out because the amount of money was too small, and so there wasn't a mechanism to allow Main Street to actually invest in private equity.
So where does Relay Fund go from here now? What are you guys working on currently?
So we're building the site right now, and we'll probably be launching at the end of this year to coincide with rulemaking by the Securities and Exchange Commission, or the SEC. They're still, while the legislation is passed, they still have to put in a framework and make sure that it's still a safe thing for investors. And so we certainly encourage that. But as those rules are made, we'll be building the site and getting ready to launch. So when the rules are complete and allowing for crowdfunding, we'll be ready to go.
Now, if people want more information about Relay Fund, where can they go?
You can go to our website. We'll be giving updates, relayfund.com, or on Facebook as well. We're on Facebook, and we'll be doing updates there. And we'd love to keep people informed, and folks that are interested either as investors or entrepreneurs that would like to raise capital for their business and to help it grow, we'd love to have you on our site.
Jeff Lambert is a principal in Relay Fund and also the president of the investor relations firm Lambert Edwards and Associates. Jeff, thanks so much for joining us this morning. Enjoy your day.
Thank you.